Save Pudding Wood. Chip and Craig went to Pudding Wood. Craig's dad took them. Craig loved Pudding Wood. He was good at seeing birds and animals. "I can see a woodpecker," said Craig. "Look, it's up in that tree. I wish I could see it."
"Look," said Craig. "Can you see that deer? It's by that bush."
"Shh! Keep still," said Craig's dad. "Look at the foot of that big tree. It's a tree creeper. I can see it."
They met Wilma and her dad. Wilma had bad news.
"It's Pudding Wood," she said. "They want to chop it down and put up houses. We must stop them."
They ran back as fast as they could.
"Full speed ahead!"
"It's bad news," said Chip. "They want to cut down Pudding Wood."
"Could they do that?"
"Could they?" said Biff.
"Would they?" said Mum.
"They couldn't," said Gran.
"I think they could," said Wilma's dad.
"It would be really bad to chop down Pudding Wood," said Mum.
"They wouldn't do it, would they?"
"Well, can we stop them?" said Gran.
"We could call a meeting," said Craig.
"Yes!"
They had a meeting in the hall. The hall was full. What a good speech!
Craig's dad made a speech.
"We must stop them by hook or by crook," he said.
"Look at my photos of Pudding Wood," said Craig. "It has bluebells and deer and lots of birds. I love Pudding Wood."
They all gave Craig a cheer. "Let's go to the town hall," called a man.
"That would be good."
"We could make a big banner and take it with us," said a woman. The next day they all went to the town hall. Mum made a big banner. Craig had made a banner too. He put it on his wheelchair. At last, there was good news. Pudding Wood was saved. "It's in the newspaper."
"I should think so too," said Biff. "The birds and animals need Pudding Wood."
"We need Pudding Wood too," said Craig.